It's the 6th of September. How's this for a flashback? It was on this day in 1969 that this TV show started.
H.R. Puff and Steph, push your bend when things get rough. H.R. Puff and Steph, can't do a little cause you can't do enough.
It was on this day in 1997 that Elton John performed his new version of Candle in the Wind at the funeral of Diana, Princess of Wales. It sold over 30 million copies, becoming the biggest single of all time.
Goodbye, blooms rose. May you ever grow in our hearts. You are the grace that placed yourselves where lives were torn apart.
Heading the September 6th birthday list is Roger Waters. The guitarist, singer-songwriter with Pink Floyd is 75.
Hey, teacher, leave the kids alone.
All in all, it's just another brick in the wall.
Popular entertainer and ventriloquist David Strassman turns 61.
Teddy, what's the matter?
I can't taste a teetle tonight.
What's wrong?
They're all so good looking.
There's some very funny people celebrating birthdays today. Comedian, actor, and self-confessed redneck Jeff Foxworthy is 60.
My entire childhood, our mailbox in front of our house had the letters M-A-L-E painted on the side of it. And by the time I was in the 11th grade, I realized that ain't right. That M's supposed to be capitalized, isn't it?
The actor famous for his sound effects on show in the Police Academy movies, Michael Winslow, is also 60.
God damn it, stop that!
And Aussie basketball great Shane Heal turns 48.
Back to Heal, another three. Shane!
There's some of the things we're celebrating on September 6th.